Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
All right, if you're just joining us, this is Adventist World Radio SID Media, and this is live. My name is Wangile Lukube. I'm standing in for Naya Lupondwana. We are in the final hour of the program. It is just a minute after 2 o'clock, and we are connecting with our next guest. We'll be speaking to Pastor Krema Mpofu about the source of wisdom. All right, so we're going to spend this whole week talking about wisdom, and today just beginning right at the beginning, which is the source. What is the source of wisdom? Where do we find our wisdom? All right. And so that is the focus of today's conversation. I believe the pastor is already on the line. Pastor Mpofu, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us here on Adventist World Radio. We appreciate your time.
Yes, how is Adventist World Radio?
We are doing well. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you asking that. So we're getting into our conversation, Pastor, that we'll be having this week, speaking on wisdom. And for those who are listening in, if you'd like to speak with us, if you want to send in any questions, the number is +27734703520. Now, have you ever wondered where wisdom really comes from and how it's defined in the Bible? Is it something you can find on sale during a Black Friday spree? Or is there a deeper divine source? So buckle up as we journey through scripture so that we can uncover these pearls of wisdom that have stood the test of time. My pastor, first question, what are some key biblical passages? Because we have to start in the Bible. What are some key biblical passages that define wisdom, and how do they describe the characteristics of wisdom?
Yeah. Actually, in the Bible, there are 7 different words in the Old Testament that relate to wisdom, and there are two Greek words in the New Testament that speak to that as well. You have phrone in the New Testament and Sophia.
Okay.
And you have tousia, tem, you have leb, sakal, orma, binat, hakem. Hakem is the most common used in the Old Testament. It's a Hebrew word that speaks about wisdom.
Right.
Wisdom. Yeah. We don't have time to look at each one of these words, but I just wanted you to know that the Bible does not apply wisdom. The original language doesn't use it the way we use it.
Right.
There are different words to that. In English, it's just wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Even when you are talking about tousia, in Hebrew, wisdom, tehem, it's a wisdom, lib, which is from lab, the heart. It's wisdom, and so forth. Sakal, wisdom. Orma, wisdom. Binat, wisdom. Hakem, wisdom. So you see, nuances in Hebrew are many.
Right.
In Greek, there are 2. In Hebrew, there are about 7. So basically, bringing it to the English language, the Bible says in Proverbs 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Okay? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Okay. So we can there simply see that wisdom has to do with God. There must be an element of the divine for somebody to be, you know, to be wise. Yes. So wisdom is the principal thing that a person gets when Jesus resides in you. You become wise.
Right.
Because that's the attribute of the divine. There's no person who can just be wise in the biblical context without the indwelling of Christ.
Right.
You know, Yeah, because you have to have Christ who embodies wisdom, because wisdom is a gift. It's not something that one is just born with or one can acquire from wherever.
Yeah.
It's different from knowledge and you know, it's different from knowledge because knowledge can be acquired.
Yeah.
You know, it's either you are wise or clever, because to be clever and to those are two different things, you see. So from a biblical perspective, wisdom is what we get from God, because wisdom is the fear of God.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I want us to touch a little bit on what you just mentioned there, the difference between knowledge and wisdom, or intelligence, cleverness, and wisdom. What exactly is the difference between those?
You see, wisdom, like we are saying, wisdom is something that you can get from God, like Solomon. When when God wanted to give him something, Solomon asked for wisdom,
right.
to rule the nation.
Yes.
The nation of God.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the nature of the thing that he asked of God, God gave him many things in that, with that. So when you are wise, you are able to judge the nation, you are able to, you know, to handle your people well, you are able to discern between that which is good and that which is not good.
Yes.
You see, so wisdom is a gift that one can get from God.
Mm.
Whereas knowledge is something that you can acquire maybe from an institution or from somebody. Knowledge is something that you can acquire from somewhere.
Mm.
But wisdom is something that you are given by God.
Mm.
It's like you cannot go to school to learn to be wise, but you can go to school to get knowledge.
Right.
There are many people who are knowledgeable but who are not wise. And there are so many people who are not knowledgeable, who are wise.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. And so another thing that I want us to cover here would be the characteristics of wisdom. What exactly does it look like in the life of a Christian? What are the characteristics of wisdom?
Okay, like perhaps taking it from the text that I have picked here, that helps us to see what it is. By the way, in the Bible itself, you have about 234 places where this word has been used. So it's quite a subject. It's very interesting to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are saying one who is wise is able to fear God. Yes, fearing God, not in the sense of looking at him as a monster or something that I should, you know, refrain from fearing, you know, fear.
Yeah.
Fear is in the sense of respecting, revering God.
Mm-hmm.
You see, being considerate of the fact that God is there, out there, and he is my creator.
Mm.
Being respectful to God.
Yes.
The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Mm.
So what are the characteristics that go with the fearing of God?
Right.
You know, when you are wise in this sense, you are able to handle other people, loving your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
In short, I can say you're able to love your neighbor. You are also able to revere God.
Mm.
You know, I'm just trying to summarize the
yes.
two.
Yes.
Summarize the two. And this is portrayed, by the way, if you like, this is portrayed in the Ten Commandments, which are a transcript, by the way, of the character of Christ. Mm. It's beautiful.
Yes. Mm. Beautiful. We have a question here coming from a listener, which is, is it then meaning only people who know God can be wise? Is it only people who know God who can be wise? I was actually wondering about that myself as you were speaking about knowledge. And as you described knowledge and intelligence, I'm viewing it as book smarts, the intelligence you get from learning, just from experiences and learning and things like that. So is it possible for someone to read the Bible and still not have wisdom? And is wisdom specifically reserved only for those who know God?
Actually, what we are saying is like saying, is like life. You're asking who can be given life?
Okay.
Wisdom, yeah. Wisdom is a gift from God.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, wisdom is a gift from God. It's God. It's only God who knows, you know, who deserves it.
Okay.
If I may say.
Okay.
Yes. It's only God who knows who deserves it. And like we are reading here, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Mm.
It is God who can bring you to the knowledge about Him to a point that you are able to say, this is God, I can worship Him.
Mm.
The Bible says, then wisdom begins there.
Right.
You see that?
Mm.
Yes, wisdom. So wisdom is a gift from God, just like faith. Just like faith, the ability to believe that God is there in heaven. You would expect everyone to believe that God is there. Everyone.
Mm, beautiful.
Yeah. And if you would ask to say, why are not people believing that there is God?
Right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
that may appear as if it's obvious. You say, hey, there is God out there. People should believe. People should know that God exists and they should, you know, believe in Him. But is it true that everyone, you know, believes in God?
Mm.
No. There are people who are educated even who don't believe that God exists.
Mm.
So it's a gift from God. It's a gift from God that one embraces. You know, when we're talking about a gift from God, sometimes when God gives, like salvation, people reject it. Yes, people reject. People reject the plan of salvation, and yet they want to be saved.
Right.
People can reject what God is giving, and yet they want to belong to Him. So similarly with wisdom, we have to accept wisdom as God gives it.
Mm.
And then maybe a follow-up question would say, who then doesn't have wisdom?
Yeah.
I may say perhaps wisdom, the one who hasn't accepted it.
Okay. So it's our choice.
Yes, it depends with our choice. Have we chosen to fear the Lord? If we have chosen to do that, then we have started to be wise.
Hmm. I like that, Pastor.
Yeah.
Now, moving on, how does the book of James describe the qualities of wisdom that come from above?
Wisdom that come from above, James chapter, let me see my Bible here quickly. Yeah. Wisdom that come from above, it would mean to say, like you are reading from James chapter 1, verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth all men liberally and uprightly, not and it shall be given him.
Mm-hmm.
So God will give it. I'm reading the King James here, it's all using in the old language, English language. God gives without reservations.
Mm.
So if anyone is lacking wisdom, let's go to God, like I've just said, that it's a gift from God.
Mm.
So if I'm lacking it, I go to God. Just like when I'm lacking faith, I can go to God.
Mm. Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. James chapter 3, verse number 13 says, who is a wise man endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works.
So is that
and
simply
with meekness of wisdom.
Right.
You see? A wisdom like perhaps like love,
mm-hmm.
you know, these words are beautiful.
Yes.
You may look at them. At one point it's an adjective, at one point perhaps it's a noun.
Yeah.
They just vacillate like that. So wisdom is something that one can get from God. And if you are lacking it,
mm-hmm.
You can ask it and be given by God, like what Solomon did.
Is it just that simple? You just ask?
Yes, you ask it from God.
Mm.
You ask it from God, and remember what we ask from God, the prerogative is of God to give it.
Mm.
Yes.
So that sounds very simple, though. So what happens after I ask? Do I ask for wisdom and then sit and wait for wait for it to sink in? What's supposed to happen?
There's nothing you can.
How do we get there? How do we know that, okay, here it is, it's coming now?
Actually, I was just looking in the dictionary. Wisdom is the ability to discern.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Like we are reading here from Proverbs.
Okay.
If you are able to discern that there is God in heaven,
mm.
you know, there is God. If you are able to discern that I am a creature,
yes.
there is a creator,
yeah.
then you are wise.
Wow.
Yes. Then if you are able to do that, the Bible says, then you have started to be wise. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes.
So, if you're able to discern that there is God in heaven, I am a creature, I have to revere God, worship God,
mm-hmm.
follow Him, you know, the elements of fearing God, you have started to be wise. Perhaps that could be a way of measuring if I am wise,
mm.
because the Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
Right.
If you are lacking those kind of things, perhaps you may be still lacking wisdom.
Mm.
You see that? That could be a way of analyzing yourself, looking at yourself to say, am I wise in a biblical sense? Am I really wise? Are you fearing God?
Mm.
Are you able to acknowledge his lordship? Are you a person who can submit to the word of God? Things like that.
Yeah.
Then if that's the case with you, you have started to be wise, then you will grow. Perhaps in your wisdom, until you are mature in it.
Beautiful, beautiful. I like that.
Yeah.
And the emphasis on the fear of the Lord rather than the knowledge of God. You know, sometimes we are aware of his existence. We believe that he exists, but our lives show that we don't really fear him. And so there's a difference between just knowing that there's a God and actually fearing God. And the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God, not just knowing that he exists, because even the devil knows that God exists.
Yes, but he doesn't submit to him.
Right, right. So there's a distinction there.
Mm. Yes, he's not wise. The devil is not wise.
Mm.
He knows that God is there, but he sees him as his equal.
Eish. Yeah, yeah.
He's not... He doesn't submit to the precepts, to the commandments of God.
Yeah.
He doesn't submit because he says, you know, he sees himself also as a God.
Mm.
He demands worship. He often demands worship, always.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So he's not wise. He's not wise.
So speaking of
yes,
wisdom,
listeners should see that difference. Is not right. James says here, this wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish.
Mm.
If you read James 3, verse 15,
yeah.
So there's something that we can call wisdom on earth,
right?
And yet heaven is saying that is foolishness.
Hey.
You see that?
Mm. Mm.
Yes. So we need to be careful. What do we call wisdom? Where do we get it from?
Yeah.
Because the world has its own wisdom as well. Else we'll think that we are wise when heaven is saying, hey,
yeah.
these people are foolish.
Hey.
Yeah, so as Christians, we need to be wise according to the wisdom that God gives.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Not according to the wisdom that people can get from the world. Yes.
The world gives. Got it. Got it.
Yes, that the world gives. Yeah, yeah.
And so when we're looking at the literature that we see in the Old Testament, like Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Job, what are the lessons that we can learn from those books? Oh, it looks like our network is cutting a little bit there. Let's see if the pastor is still online. All right, we've lost him for a second. Let me try and reconnect with the pastor. So we're talking about wisdom, and we've learned that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We've also learned that there is a wisdom, quote unquote, that the world can give. That is not the one we're looking for here, right? We want the one that comes from the fear of the Lord. Okay, we have the pastor back now. My pastor, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly. We just lost you for a second there. So we're coming close to the end of our conversation here, and you were just about to share with us the lessons that we learn from the wisdom literature in the Old Testament.
Yes, you see, the wisdom literature shows us the caliber of people. Look at Job.
Mm-hmm.
Job was a man who was wise.
Right.
You see? Wise after what? After the wisdom of heaven.
Yes.
A man who feared God.
Mm.
A man who feared God. And God would somehow, if you like, I would use this word, God could break with Job, break with Job even before the devil because of the wisdom that he had of fearing God. Look at Solomon. We have just mentioned that he was wise. He was one of the wise men in the Bible. Maybe perhaps the most wise man that has ever existed. According to the Bible, Solomon is the one who gives us Proverbs. Wonderful messages. He was a man. He was a man who feared God. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, wisdom literature shows us that those who fear God, those who are wise, will always have the fear of God.
Yes.
Yes. That's what we can see from the wisdom literature. In the Old Testament, those who are wise will always have the fear of God and will always submit to the demands and the commandments of God's word.
So we see that in the Old Testament. Now moving on to the New Testament, how does Jesus' teaching in the New Testament then expand our understanding of wisdom?
You see, when we are talking about wisdom during the time of Jesus, like we have already said, that wisdom is a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
You will see that Jesus comes as the word of God to us.
Mm.
All right? If you read Proverbs, you'll see that wisdom is personified like a person.
Right.
And in the New Testament, you want to say we are seeing that kind of a person in the person of Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, because Jesus comes as the wise man from the Old Testament, if you like, to come and enable us to revere God.
Mm-hmm.
And to embrace salvation, because when we are wise, we are able to accept Christ as our personal Savior. We are able to separate between good and evil like that.
Right.
Let me read here, Luke chapter 11, verse 49. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute. You see, the wisdom of God was already speaking on behalf of God to his people about the prophets and the apostles that were going to be sent. So wisdom of God brings us the knowledge about God. The wisdom of God helps us to embrace God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's like, what can I say? It's like the condition of the soil that makes the soil able to allow the you know, the drops of rain to, what do you call that? Percolation, you know?
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
So wisdom is like, it's like a condition of the soil in which, you know, water can easily sink in and the soil enjoys that.
Yes.
The soil enjoys that. That's wisdom.
Yes.
That we see in the New Testament. When we are wise, we are able to see a Savior in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. When we are wise, we don't see Jesus as a son of Mary who has just come.
Yeah.
But we see him as a Savior. We accept him as our Lord.
Mm.
That's wisdom.
Love that. Love that. Final thoughts as we wrap up?
Yes. I would say we better, as Christians, we better be wise, mm-hmm. not according to how the world gives wisdom, mm-hmm. but according to how God gives wisdom through his word.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Because time is running out for us to continue to be acquiring wisdom from the world. No.
Yep.
We're running short of time. Mm-hmm. We better choose to be wise according to God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because that wisdom is necessary even as we, you know, as we go towards the end of time. You know, I hope listeners will understand what I mean. Mm-hmm. The end of time, as Jesus is about to come,
yes,
we better be wise according to the word of God so that we are able to discern between good and evil,
yes,
while we still have time.
Beautiful. My pastor, thank you so much for coming through. We will be connecting as the week continues to delve deeper into the subject of wisdom, but I believe this has been a good introduction, a good place to start, the source of wisdom. God bless you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, sister. God bless. Thank you.
That was the voice of Pastor Krema Mpofu speaking to us about the source of wisdom, right? And he has explained to us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so let's start there. Let's start where the Bible tells us, ask for it from God. It's as simple as that. Just ask for it from God. He has promised that if you want it, if you ask for it and believe that he will give to those who earnestly seek, then you're set, you're good to go. And as time goes on, you will start to see the results will start to show in your life. And one question that I'm going to need to, you know, bring to the pastor at some point during this week, I've always wondered, does a wise person know that they're wise? Can you look at your own life and say, yeah, you know what? I think I'm wise. I'm a very wise person, because I feel like it's kind of, the same as humility, where you can't, I don't know if a humble person can say, I'm very humble. Yeah, I'm the humblest person that you could ever meet. There's no one more humble than me. Right? If you're humble, that should just show in your life, right? And I believe that that's the same as wisdom. But I'd like to hear, because the difference is that with wisdom, you're wise, right? So surely you should be able to tell that you are wise. I'm curious, but I'd love to hear what you think about that as well.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.